Growing up, you and your buddies were always on the same page. Thursday was pickup basketball night. Saturday was an Xbox gaming binge, but then the buddies started falling off one by one. So what if they all have that ring on their finger and you're the only single bachelor left? You've got your own bling. And this one doesn't come with any commitment, just a few really good moments of chill bliss. Why the Sheetz not go for the gold? For a limited time at Sheetz, get your hands on a $3.99 milkshake like the Toffreeze. Made with Hershey's Heath Bars. Unwind with golden ribbons of buttery caramel and a heaping scoop of whipped cream. And don't forget, you can save $1 when you order on the app. At Sheetz, there are endless options when it comes to delicious drinks. Coffeehouse-style cold brews, hot coffees, lattes, shakes, refreshers, and so much more. Everything is customizable, so you always get exactly what you want. And when we say always, we mean 24/7, 365.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this July 19th, 2022, right?
Yes.
That was the squeak again. That's Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Alrighty. Now Lisa is manning the phones tonight, along with, along with who's back there? Let me see. Well, how about Randy and Eric? They're back in what we call the boiler room. They're sitting back there manning those telephones. And on the other side of the window, always alert, ready for action, is none other than our own courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody. And I try. And also, it's Pledge Week.
That's right. And last but not least, by any means, that old country preacher, none other than Pastor Joe Larson.
You had to say old, didn't you? Anyway, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and ready to go to work, boss.
We got a lot to get done tonight, don't we?
We certainly do. It would take a week, but we'll try.
All right, so we're going to get after it tonight. And we're going to pick up where we left off. Remember, the title of the message was "The Dark Prince Said He Would Transform America," and he did. But we got to remember, this is Pledge Week. And so the phone numbers right now, that they're all sitting there. Now here you see, you got these telephones, and they got the little lights on them. And they sit there, and they look at those lights, hoping to light up. When they light up, they get to engage and help us stay on the station that you're listening to us on right now, which we're really fighting hard to stay on. It's tough. And so the number is 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. The other number is 888. The other number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And so those are the numbers. They're sitting by. They're staring at those phones, hoping that you'll call. Don't disappoint them. Don't disappoint poor old Pastor Joe or me either. Right, Joe?
Yes.
All righty.
Don't disappoint the boss, the one who really is in charge of it all. Don't disappoint our Lord.
Amen. That's what really counts, huh?
That's the only thing that really counts.
All righty. Let's get going here. And we're going to start tonight I'm going to do some commentary, and then we're going to start in Romans chapter 1, right?
Right.
So let me do a little commentary first. Remember when President Ronald Reagan said something like, to the extent that, he said, it seems strange that those that have the most to lose will often do the least to preserve it. And, we have seen that across in America today. When we read from Deuteronomy 28, that described how God has dealt with America so clearly, it's just unbelievable. No, it seems as if, Joe, people was telling me that I seem to have little tolerance for people that are non-activists. Not everybody can be an activist, Pastor. The very same people that tell you, I'm just not cut out to do that. I'm not cut out to get out and be an activist. But, when things get really bad and food gets scarce and the persecution comes, who do you think will be complaining the loudest?
Those that wouldn't be an activist.
Yep. And so one of the reasons, Joe, is I've spent most of my life fighting to preserve the freedoms like you have. That those same people, they enjoy the same freedoms we do, but they're not doing much to preserve them. So many out there are doing so little. But I do think, to some extent, that has changed. We seem to see the righteous becoming more righteous and the wicked becoming more wicked out
Amen.
There today.
No. We see the same thing. Those that aren't willing to be activists are the same ones that don't really go out and work for the church and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ either. I wasn't cut out for that either.
Yeah, absolutely. How many times have you heard, I'm just called to pray. That's all I'm called to do, right?
Right.
And you know what I find out? Those people that say that, they do the least of that too.
They don't do much of that either.
Tonight we had a tea party meeting and it was standing room only. Every seat was taken.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. That sounds good. I wish we could see that all over the country.
Well, when we look down south of the border, we see people, many, many people dying, losing their lives just trying to get into this country. Because America was once a great, great nation. Why? America was the most prosperous nation the world has ever seen, the freest nation the world has ever seen, and the most powerful the world has ever seen. And the reason America was great, America was good, but it's lost so much of its goodness, hasn't it?
It sure has. A great, great deal of it.
Edmund Burke once said that all is necessary for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing, huh?
That was such a true quote, wasn't it?
Yep. And so here, I remember being told one time, and I was amazed by this, by a pastor who had been, it was a long-time mentor of mine, that if I were to continue being so aggressively against the killing of the unborn and outspoken against the corrupt government, that I would bring the government down on all of us. And I was really taken back. I was taken back by that statement, because this fellow was a World War II combat veteran, and he'd actually been with me from time to time. He would actually go out to the killing centers with me out there, and he was a very, very
strong pro-lifer.
Very well, yeah, but I would say, too, a very scholarly man.
Oh. Okay.
And here, he was not used to the abuse you have to take sometimes when you're out there preaching out there at the abortion mills, because you run into some of the most reprobate people coming in out there, especially those that work there at the abortion right. mills. And he wasn't used to being spoken to the way that...
Or spit on, or had things thrown at you, or all kinds of other bad things.
But then, going on, I was equally surprised to hear him say that the time is going to come, the time will come, when the prissy preachers... Now, he didn't say that. That's it. He just said the preachers, but I put the prissy preachers in there, will be forced to stand up like men and resist tyranny. He did say that. He said the time will come when they'll be forced to stand up and resist tyranny, and that they have for so very long pretended not to be aware of. And when that time comes, he said, when that time comes, they are going to need you to lead them. And if you keep calling them cowards, they won't follow you. Well, I said to him, why in the world would I want to lead a bunch of cowards? They would cut run when things get real. And why? Well, because so many, they turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to the corrupt judicial when they expelled God from the government schools and have for gain ruled that the Constitution guarantees a woman the right to kill her unborn baby. Remember that? They found that emanations of a penumbra in the Constitution?
In other words, they made it up.
Right. Okay.
There never was, never will be.
Well, I've never really come across any emanations of a penumbra anywhere, to tell you the truth.
And, sounds good. It's words. We call it word salad.
Well, yeah. For the folks out there that don't know what that means, emanations are like little pulses of energy or light. And the penumbra is a time of like a shadow, like a shadow. And so that's somewhere...
Pulsing light through a shadow.
Pardon?
Pulsing light through a shadow.
Yeah, somewhere within that. He found that in the Constitution. And anyhow, now... Our generation, Joe, has been asleep at the wheel while corrupt politicians have been usurping our freedoms one by one. And this nation...
Is it asleep or are some just afraid? I think there are many that are just afraid. They know, but they act like they don't because they're afraid.
Well, the point of it is they know that if they recognize what the situation is, then they'll be forced... Any decent person would be forced to stand against it, stand up against the corruption, huh?
Right.
So, here, this nation was founded on godly principles. We were warned by the founding fathers that it would take eternal vigilance to keep America as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, right? Well, I still feel animosity. I still feel animosity for those who would say, well, these are conspiracy theories, the things that when we bring it to it, like all of what we've been telling them about the corruption in the public school system for years and years, what we were telling people about the cultural Marxism, and we would hear, well, those are conspiracies. Remember NBC, ABC, CBS, all of the fake news media, those are just conspiracy theories.
Right.
And so here, when we take a look at that, and we see what we've come to now, and when we look back, and I get letters from people all the time saying, do you feel vindicated? Do you feel vindicated? Everything you guys said would happen happened, every single thing. Well, again, it wasn't because we're smarter than anybody else or that we knew more. It's that we knew that We were obligated to warn the people. We were to be watchmen on a wall. And we did what God's Word, the Bible, called us to do. And so that's why we're here today. And let's pick it up where we left off in Romans chapter 1, starting with verse 18.
I add one thing. It happened because we were obedient. God takes those who are obedient, and then he sees that you're equipped to do what he wills, but you just start off by being obedient and willing.
That reminds me, Joe, right now I'm wearing this T-shirt that I wore to the Tea Party meeting tonight. And the T-shirt, Joe, it's black, and it's got in two-inch letters on the front, America Needs Jesus, and they're red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue. America Needs Jesus. And then on the back, it's got in two-inch letters, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And so when I wore this last Friday over to when I spoke there at We the People in Canton, a number of people called, sent emails, wanting to know how they could order one. And, well, tonight, same thing. People sell the shirt.
I was going to say, can we maybe order those and give them out for a certain donation? That sounds like I want one.
Yeah, well, for small, medium, and large, and extra large, small, medium, and large, we ask a donation of $40 or more, a donation of $40. These are real high-quality T-shirts, by the way. We're not selling these. The money, we need money to stay on the air. We don't sell anything. In fact, there are people that are absolutely destitute, and times comes where we give them to them free because they are destitute, and you just feel bad. But anyhow, for 2X or 3X large, we ask a donation of $50. And that's for extra and 2X or 3X large, $50. Now, we have the same thing on a hat that says America Needs Jesus on that hat. And we ask for a donation of $25 for that, okay? Folks, we're not making any money on all of this. All the money goes right to airtime so that we can continue to bring you what we've been bringing you. By the way, the phone numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Let me see. We got pledges coming in. Let me see. Where do we start? Did I lose some? All right. We have Claudette pledged $400, an extra $400 on top of before. And then we have Vince in New Jersey pledges $150. Rose in New York pledges $50. And Betty in Michigan pledges $100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Joe, start in Romans chapter 1. Read me verses 18 through 22.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
All right, Joe, that new telescope that they've got where you keep seeing on the news where they're showing you know, the universe.
Yeah, all the way back to creation, right?
Right, what they're saying. Well, it's an interesting thing because on the left, those on the left have come out and they're saying, with all the extra information now and knowledge they're getting from the new that proves that there's evolution and not creation. And how in the world could somebody come up with that? But on the other side of that, some of those before that leaned towards the evolution theory are saying now with this new telescope, it's absolutely completely clear. It would be impossible to have such a complicated and vast universe without an extremely, ultimately intelligent creator.
Right, and evolved from absolutely nothing.
Well, even when I was young, I understood that you could never have a creation without a creator. Everything that I saw, I knew it was made by someone, even if it was God alone. But I knew it couldn't make itself, right? Have you ever seen a tree that made itself?
Nope.
Have you ever seen a rock that made itself?
No, nor a bicycle.
All right. Well, you've heard of self-made men, right?
Heard the words.
Have you ever seen a self-made man?
Nope.
No, and you never will either. And here, you know, it's an interesting thing because none of us were ever able to choose who our parents would be. We were never able to choose one of the two genders, Joe. I realize, and I know it's hard for many to believe it, there's only two genders, Joe, only two. But we weren't able to choose that. So who our parents would be, where would we be born, what about when we would be born? Were we able to do that?
No, we couldn't choose our IQ or our size, strength, anything.
All right, now, who took care of all that? Who decided that?
The Creator.
So those things didn't just happen at random, huh?
No.
All right, so now we've got, let me see, we got Anonymous just pledged from Dallas, 200. Thank you, Anonymous. All right, we got to get that number. We're working our way towards our goal tonight. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. So here, Joe, when we go back and we look at this, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Fools.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, Joe. Let me ask you a question because here, you tell me if this qualifies as being a fool. The left now have brought us these new revelations that men now have periods. Have you ever known any man that has a period, Joe?
No, I haven't.
I mean, men don't have periods, do they, Joe?
Nope, they haven't. They aren't going to because your DNA is set in every cell in your body. There is no way to change the DNA, RNA makeup in your body.
Just recently, Josh Hawley would debate at a dingbat. This woman and the left was praising her for taking on Josh Hawley. And she was saying how men can have babies.
Right.
Well, Joe, men don't have babies, do they, Joe?
No, they don't.
Okay. And so here now, they also brought, the left has brought these child mutations, or mutilations, I should say child mutilations, they call, you know, where they want to change the gender of a person, and has caused so much pain and misery, and so many of these young people that had that done now regret it, and they wish they hadn't done that.
Great numbers, far more than you hear about, because they keep that quiet. They don't want you to know.
Now, here's the brilliance. Now, let me ask you a question here. Is this the type of school that you would want to spend any money sending your child to? And I'm talking about Penn State. Penn State just made a man named William Thomas, just made him Woman of the Year.
That sounds like the last place that I would consider letting one of my precious children or grandchildren go.
So Obama said that he was going to transform America. Are we looking at some of his transformation? out there in Oregon now, in the state of Washington, these brilliant minds, I mean, these really brilliant minds in government, have decided to put Tampax dispensers in the public school, in the boys' bathrooms, in the boys' bathrooms in the public school system. Now, what kind of a, I mean, how brilliant is that? What do you think the effect of these young boys is on that?
I think it would make most of them really just wonder what in the world is going on, because what would I do with one if I had it?
Okay. Now you've got, remember,
confusion, like, why is it here? This is stupid, you know?
So now the AMA says they're not sure. They're not really sure what a gender is. There's two genders, so they quit putting genders on the birth certificates.
Right. The person will tell you when they grow up and decide what gender they are. And, you know, I mean, God is not the author of confusion, but Satan certainly is.
Well, the congregation, the church I pastor, the people that attended Sunday, every one of them was much, much smarter than all of the top liberal elite. Because within all of the top liberal elite, we could not find any that knew what a woman was. None of them. But, you know, I asked how many people in this congregation today that knows what a woman is. Every single one knew what a woman was. And if you say, well, now, if you see a woman, point her out to me, every single person in our church knows, could point you out that woman, right? And so that puts them way out ahead of all the mainstream media and all of these so-called liberal elites. Now, we know that also here, you know, when I was growing up, women nursed their babies. And that's what they called them. They called them nursing mothers. Well, today, they call them chest feeders. This is another brilliant thing that came from the left. Chest feeders. And, you know, they think that men can be chest feeders, too. They think that men can nurse babies. Again, we're way...
A woman who thinks she's a man can nurse a baby, but she's not a man. She just wants to be or thinks she is, identifies as such. But same thing. Only a female can have a child. She may identify as a male, but if she gives birth to a child, she is female, period, end of story. All the science in the world proves it.
So did you ever think that we would get to the point in America where we would be discussing such things as this?
No, I really didn't. I saw evil. You and I have been preaching about the evil coming, communism, the change, but the stupidity of thinking you can be transformed from one sex to another, no, that was beyond what I could imagine.
All right, Hector in Michigan pledges 50, and Marilyn in Florida pledges 40. Thank you, Hector. Thank you, Marilyn. We'll be back right after this.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege.
Heaven's under siege. Whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Vicky Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege, whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. When the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. And now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. Gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
All right, we're back. And, you know, heaven is under siege. Heaven is really under siege. Now, Joe, the Lord has raised us up. And the Bible says, who will fight on the Lord's side? How are we to answer that?
We are to say, I am here, pick me.
So when the Lord says, then who shall I send?
Send me.
Send me. Okay, now, I'm going to read a letter because, Joe, I'm on the Right to Life Action Coalition of Ohio. I'm a part of that since the beginning. And they're sending a letter, and here's a copy of the letter that they sent to Mr. Rodney McMullen, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Affairs Department of the Kroger Company, Joe. Before I go any further, I do want to say, folks, phone lines are open. We got to keep the pledges coming in. Right now, we need 6,000 and, let's see, what was it, 6,000? What was that number again? Okay, 6,400 we need right now, and we've got about 1 hour, about 1 hour and a couple of minutes to get it. Anyhow, so here, this is a letter that was sent from the Right to Life Action Coalition of Ohio to Kroger. Now, the reason they sent this to Kroger is because Kroger and Giant Eagle, two big grocery store chains, have decided that they're going to subsidize their employees, the women, or maybe they got some of those Democratic men that can have babies there too, but they get pregnant, but whatever, up to $4,000 to kill a child.
To kill a child.
They say, now, they call that killing a child health care. Do you think that killing a child can be construed as health care?
I don't think God sees it anywhere near health care. Health care is when you try and help strengthen the body, bring it back to normal, to good health. Sending something to death is not healthy.
Here's the letter very quickly. Dear Mr. McCullen, We represent an Ohio statewide group of pro-life organizations who are dismayed by Kroger's recent corporate decision concerning employee benefits for abortion, killing little babies. Specifically, we note that in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's opinion, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, Kroger announced that its associates can receive benefits packages that include affordable health care and travel benefits up to $4,000 to facilitate access to baby killing, among other services. As you know now, no medical procedure designed to specifically take a human life can be considered health care. While we actually are aware, or why we are acutely aware that, are acutely aware that there are many women in Ohio who are so-called crisis pregnancy situations, abortion is not the answer. In fact, the vast majority of women choose abortion as a last resort because they have no one to support their pregnancy and the resulting child. Now, if Kroger actually wishes to take a stance on this issue, it should consider donating the money to pregnancy care centers throughout Ohio, which far outnumber abortion facilities and work on a shoestring budget, frequently with volunteers, and have many members of your board or senior management or ever visited one of these centers. It might be a revealing visit. We are also aware that your Kroger Community Rewards Program, at least one of your member organizations, has canceled its participation in that program as a protest against your recent action. Finally, on the economic note, we hope you are aware that United States population growth has steadily slowed in recent years to the point where it is now effectively flatlined. Where do you expect Kroger's future customers to come from if you subsidize abortion for your own employees? And how many more customers would Kroger have today if the United States had not aborted some 62 million? It's actually twice that, folks. It's, believe me, I know. 62 million infants in the last half centuries. If you wish to consider your associates as part of the Kroger family, it's hypocritical to effectively encourage them to terminate the lives of their future family members. We sincerely hope that you will reconsider this decision and stand for life. After all, the dead have no need of help. Now, Joe, here's what happens. The left, the communists, they spend all their time, usually because they get subsidies from corrupt officials, sucking off tax dollars from hardworking Americans. And these people spend their time getting on the boards of these corporations to make the corporations woke. They're not out there like the average person like we are, out there fighting and working and earning a living, no. They're like bloodsuckers. They live off other people's labors. Now, here, Kroger hears the executive hears from this. But they're not hearing from us. But they need to hear from us. And you would think any person that's decent, Joe, just a decent person. Now, we need to let Kroger know, in fact, we've already done it, called, and not just Kroger, but Giant Eagle. Let them know that if they're going to do that, they're not going to get any of my business, and I'm going to let as many people as I possibly know not to shop there, to boycott them. And they say, well, we're so big, we really don't need your business. That's good, because you're not going to get any of it. Now, here's the number to Kroger, and folks, remember, you're Christian. When you call, don't ever reduce yourself to the standards. The others do that. We know that, and they know that too, that the Democrats will call and say, we're Christians, and then they'll let out with a flurry of profanity. And even people from Kroger would know that they're not Christians when they do that, right? So anyhow, here's the number you call. And Joe, tell people why they should be doers of the word and not hearers only. Why, when we're calling them to do these things, why are we calling them? Tell them why we're calling them to do these things, to get up to be an activist.
Well, it's one of the things that the Lord Ashley commands us to do. He tells us to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. He tells us to be a doer of the work, and he tells us to be a doer of the law. And in his law, he says what God basically says, shall not, must not, cannot, will not shed innocent blood. Kind of clear there that a unborn child is pretty innocent, and God says all that about cannot, will not, must not shed innocent blood. So he's made his stance pretty clear, and if we don't follow him, we deserve hellfire and judgment.
Okay, so how many lifetimes do people have out there listening to us to place some crowns in heaven?
One.
So for the people that's listening to us right now, it's now or never, right?
Right.
And so they need, I mean, they need to do everything they can. If we look at Hebrews chapter 11, and that's called, they're called, the, that's the chapter of heroes of the faith, heroes right. of the faith. Were they heroes for obeying God?
Yes. Not and, government, they obeyed God. They didn't obey the world, they didn't obey government, they obeyed God.
So when woke corporations like Kroger or Giant Eagle tell you, well, we're gonna do this, and we really don't care what you Christians think. What is the response? What should the response be from Christians? Or does it say anywhere in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the stupid"?
No, we looked at every word. It's not there.
So when the scripture talks about we are to fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross, does that mean resistance to tyranny is obedience to God?
Always. Always is the way the Lord uses that word. We are to run to the battle, fight the fight, stand in the gap, witness, testify, reprove, rebuke. He's got a whole list of active verbs there that he tells us he wants done.
All right. I'm going to give this real quickly. We have Bill in Boston pledges 25, Connie in Florida pledges 100, Maureen in Ohio pledges 100, and Stephanie in New York pledges 70. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Now, folks, here's what you need to do, because we have a lot of information we want to get out to you, but this is very important, and that is this, that you call Kroger, you call Mr. Rodney McMullen from Kroger, and let him know that you're not going to shop there anymore if unless they change their policy, and they need to make it have a public policy change. They need to come out publicly and just say, if they say, well, you know what, we know you think you're so big that you don't need my business, well, that's good, because you're not going to get my business. Okay, and here's the number. It's 1-800. It's 1-800-576-4377. It's 1-800-576-4377. And for Giant Eagle?
Like in Missouri, would it still be calling for Rodney McMullen? Or
yeah, this or takes you to this takes you to their home office, which is in Cincinnati, Ohio.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so and you can ask for Mr. Rodney McMullen. I don't think he's the chairman and chief executive officer.
Put you through, but
right. But this line will put you through, and you can leave your comment. Now for Giant Eagle, the number is 412-967-4551. I believe that's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's 412-967-4551. One more time for Giant Eagle. It's 412-967-4551. They'll give you a litany of things. Well, for this, but eventually you'll get the comment line. All righty, there you go. Now, do you know what, Joe? Ted Cruz said this. Ted Cruz said legalizing gay marriage was clearly the wrong thing to do. Do you know who said that before Ted Cruz did?
Yeah, there was a Supreme Court justice said that.
And before him?
The Lord.
And that's it. That's right. God said it. God said it, okay? And so here, because what? There's no such thing as gay marriage. No such thing. It's a perversion. It's a... because
it's not a marriage. It's an oxymoron. You cannot have a gay marriage.
Right. Who gave us the definition of marriage?
Civil union, but God said marriage is his institution.
So what basically, God's got a couple other words for that, what they call gay marriage. It's called what? Fornication, isn't it?
Fornication.
And sodomy, isn't it?
Right.
So there you go, folks.
Disobedience.
Now, God has ruled on that. If God has ruled on something, how long does God's ruling stand?
It's called settled law because his word lasts forever. His law is forever. Will not change, cannot change.
All right, very good. On Saturday, Texas Senator Ted Cruz said that he believes the U.S. Supreme Court was clearly wrong when it legalized same-sex marriage. In Obergefell versus Hodges, the court chose to legalize gay marriage in a 5-1 ruling in June 2015. The Supreme Court decision made it illegal for any state, the District of Columbia, and U.S. territories to deny marriage to certificate to same-sex couples. Now, Joe, let me ask you this, okay? Who gave them authority? First of all, where did we get the first divine institution? Where did we get that, Joe?
From God.
From God. Now, when God gave us the first divine, did he specify, did he say, one man, one woman, united in God for one lifetime?
Yep, the two become as one.
So then God gave us that. And what authority, who gave this court any authority to intervene on marriage? Because marriage can be only between a man and a woman. So that made this court totally illegitimate, didn't it?
Exactly. And when they're illegitimate, their law is, or their ruling is invalid. It's worthless.
So they may have some power, but they have no authority, do they?
No.
So now, and God has said that, right? According to God's word, that court, they're only supreme in the rebellion against God, aren't they?
Amen. Now, they did have the right to create a secular civil union where people can get government benefits. They could do that because that's outside of the realm of God, and what the ungodly do is, you know, they're already outside his purview. But to call it marriage, they had no right whatsoever on any level.
Okay. Here, another article, lesbian condemnation of grooming of children and woke activism goes viral. And here you have a picture, a short video a lesbian shares from her heart, what she sees today and her reaction. The short video went viral over the weekend across social media. And a self-proclaimed lesbian woman shares her thoughts on what is happening today in the woke community. She says, "If I would have understood when I was younger that fighting for my rights as a lesbian would mean allowing children to drag shows, attaching child molesters to our community, and allowing children to change their sex before they even knew what their favorite color is, I would have never, ever, ever done it." There you go. And that's a...
And then she, after a pause, went, "Never."
Yeah.
There are people who understand children are special. Children are a gift from God, and even the ungodly understand they're special. But I've got one person I've got to bring up the name tonight because he shows up in three different things.
Okay, wait to do it right after this because I've got to get that number of 888 because the phones aren't ringing.
Oh.
Right now I can look in there and I can see heads. I could just see heads in there. They're not talking on the phone. And Courageous Craig, he's got a cup. He's of ice, and he's chewing on ice. Courageous Craig. Anyhow, the phone lines are open at 8. Boy, they're all open. They're all open. There's no phones ringing right now. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. But go ahead, Joe. Pick it up because I got a bunch of articles I want to go through.
Okay. George Soros, one of the most evil, wicked men in the world. He's doing three things. One, well, Biden is doing this. Our government, under the Biden administration, has just awarded $172 million grant to one of George Soros's organizations. It's called the Very Institute for Justice. And this organization exists to help young border crossers avoid problems, get help. In other words, you know, putting people to help get them in, get them set. And this contract will actually spend $1 billion. So our government is giving evil George Soros, this billionaire, $1 billion to help smuggle illegal immigrants into this country. Nobody verifies who they are, why they're here. We know that there was a 24-year-old man who was smuggled in as one of those unaccompanied minors, ended up killing somebody. Now, second, George Soros is backing more left-wing prosecutors. He's doing it in the state of Iowa and in Maine. Under the Justice and Public Safety PAC there, he's donated $2 million to a committee for advertisements, direct mail, polling for Kimberly Graham's campaign in Iowa. This is according to the Federal Election Commission records reviewed by Fox Digital. And the cash helped this Kimberly Graham win a three-way primary for Polk County Attorney, and going off against Republican Alan Richards. And this kind of money in a race like that is a tremendous help. The committee's bankrolled by George Soros, backed other people, Jacqueline Sartoris, and others. So basically, here we go. Soros is handing out money, $125 million from Soros, to the Maine Justice and Public Safety PAC. And that goes, again, to support a Democrat candidate for Attorney General. And now he's given $1 million to Beto O'Rourke's Texas gubernatorial campaign. And the big news is Beto O'Rourke has outraised Greg Abbott, the governor, by about $2.7 million. So here we have this mega donor, George Soros, giving $1 million to put Beto O'Rourke into the government.
All right, first of all, let's take a look at some of this. These people that he's bringing in, we've known all along these are sleeper cells. George Soros is financing. Joe Biden and the Biden crime cartel have been working hand in hand. Now, we've been telling you this. Now, it'll be common knowledge maybe a few years from now, should the Lord tarry. It'll be common knowledge what we've been telling you all along, and that is that he is bringing in people. These are sleeper cells. He's got them all over the country. When the time gets right, now when we saw what happened in the last couple of years, they know if there is ever an honest and fair election, the Democratic Party is gone.
Gone.
And so they have to do something about that. They've got these people. We know that there's been several hundred known terrorists and coming in here that have been caught. So the authorities tell us that if we know that several hundred known terrorists have been caught, then how many, it's probably many, many thousands, have not been caught? Because they only catch a very few.
100,000 getaways per month or more. Those are the ones that they know about. So when they know there's 100,000 getaways, they'll tell you we don't know how many more slip by.
We'll be back after this with more.
Fight the fight!
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.